This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Happy day! Happy day. It's a good day. It's a good, good day. To give you guys a quick update, yesterday we competed for a world's record with the Guinness Book of World's Record at Troy University in Nevada. We got the students all together to take a whole bunch of pulses for the Peak for Your Pulse campaign. And the record that had to be beat was 250 pulses in a certain period of time. And within about an hour and 15 minutes, we beat that. And our record, because a lot of us had to get back to class and I had to get back to work, was 362 pulses. So, day! Woohoo! So happy. I love those students at Toro. You had the faculty, you had the staff, you had like everybody there getting their pulses checked. Now, my pulse, of course, was high. I already taught you guys about what pulses should be. I was running around with my iced tea, and I don't know what else I was worried about. I think I was trying to fit into some Spanx. So, of course, my heart rate was a little higher than I wanted it to be. But other than that, it was great. So, very, very exciting stuff. So, we're going to submit everything to Guinness World Record. And a big thank you to Guinness World Record for allowing us to do something like this to raise awareness for heart health and how pulse rates could signify that something could be going on with the heart. So big shout out to Guinness for that, which is very cool. Now, I have an email I want you guys to read. Russ from Apple Valley. Russ, he says, Doc, I'm one of your late night listeners on 720 AM Apple Valley. And I need to, I don't know if Apple Valley has a 720 AM. 720 AM comes from Las Vegas. But at night, he may be picking up the signal. And I need to ask you a relationship question. My girlfriend, oh, I love relationship questions, by the way. Yeah, bring it. Ooh, hey, listen, look, okay, you know what? I'm not going to say I'm a relationship expert, but look, I've been married now 20 years, okay? And I've, you know, definitely dated my fair share of men. Ooh, counties, right? Counties full. But, I must be doing something right, so thank you guys for coming to me. I really appreciate it. He says, my girlfriend of 5 years is a great girl, but I met someone I like better, a lot better. My current girlfriend is the marrying type, but I don't know much about the new girl, except I'm having feelings towards her I have never had felt with my current. See what's going on here? Okay. He's had a girlfriend of 5 years, now he meets somebody new. But he's having feelings he thinks he should have had with the first one, and he isn't. Something's up. He said, you were discussing the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence last week. But what if she's my meant to be? Is there a way to try it out and salvage my current girlfriend in case I'm wrong? What a very honest email. How many of us have thought of that? I apologize. Now my allergies are kicking in. It's allergy season. Yeah, I know. I'm not going to talk about the flu much more. Allergy season. Let's talk about this, though. How many of us have been in a relationship and there's some fruit dangling on another tree while you're sitting next to a cactus? Okay, no, cactus, okay. Okay, let's say you are sitting next to a very nice FICA plant. What am I thinking? What are those plants? No, that's a yucca. I'm trying to come up with a real good botanistic analogy. Okay, how about this? Oh, fern. Let's do a fern. Because ferns, you don't have to give water and they still grow. Okay. So let's say you're next to a fern. And the fern gives you a lot of good shade. It's kind of pretty. Right? Not the most exciting, but it does what it needs to. Right? The fern provides all the plant needs that you need. But then there's this plant that's next to you, and it has this beautiful flower called the dahlia. Okay. Anyway, and you want to pluck that flower. You want to embrace that flower. You just want to pick off those petals and put them in your mouth and just eat. Okay, look, I've done that. I put rose petals in my mouth. They taste good. I love the texture of rose petals. I just think they're great. Okay, dahlia petals? I don't know. Nobody's ever gotten me dahlias. So anyway, but you want to make sure that fern doesn't go away and find, you know, somebody else to be with. This is very, very difficult because if I was that fern, I would go tell you to go fern off, right? I mean, I would not. I would say, look, you know, there could be dahlias all over the place. You know, dahlias are gorgeous flowers. They also have phenomenal personalities, right? And sometimes they're a little giggly. Yeah, and guys seem to like that. So why don't you just go be with Dahlia, because we know Dahlia far exceeds anything that I could do. But, you know, what if it's not a Dahlia? And what if this girl is, I don't know, I'm trying to come up with a name. I got to come up with a name of somebody I hate. Huh? I'll figure it out. You aren't going to be able to, we call it dancing in two hasen, right? You can't kind of dance in two houses. Taking a break is a way that people do that. You know, they'll say, look, I just think we need some time away. I need to find myself. Well, that's somebody's way of saying, look, I don't want to let you go completely, but I want to go experiment. And I want to, and if you're fine with that, I wouldn't be fine with that because they're going to come back with an STD. And the fact that they thought that they had to find something else beyond me means they're not satisfied. So personally, if you really like this new girl and you don't think it's hormones and you don't think it's because, you know, you have, I don't know, just the hots for her and you think there's something more, then I would say turn back around and see what you're missing from your current girlfriend. And you know, we women go through this too. The marrying type guy and the non-marrying type guy. There are some guys out there that just make you want to just drop everything, and I mean literally everything, and just be with them right then and there. But that doesn't mean they're the marrying type. We women know you got a guy that could be a good daddy, that could be a good provider, that won't hit you, right? That'll be there, you know, through thick and thin. We take that guy. So you need to figure out what you want before you let this girlfriend go. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you reminded me that years ago I said that if Oprah Winfrey ran for president, I would vote for her. And thank you for, you know, being such a long-time listener and listening to my show. I don't think she's running for office yet. I know I have read the stories. I have read that she, in an interview, had discussed how she never considered the question even a possibility. But since, obviously, Donald Trump was able to win, maybe she could run for president. Now, obviously the media queen and the well-loved celebrity has not been the first person to have been asked to run for president. George Clooney, Tom Hanks, many people in Hollywood, especially Tom Hanks right after the Trump win, was asked to run. And, you know, he kind of had to calm people down, going, it's okay. You know, Donald Trump's got this. Arnold Schwarzenegger can't run because he's not a U.S. born citizen. You have to be born on U.S. soil, from what I understand, according to the Constitution. So Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think it stopped after governor. I don't know if he would continue, especially since his Celebrity Apprentice, he looks like he's having a whole lot of fun despite the ratings. Now, would people vote for Oprah if she ran? Absolutely. If Oprah ran, if she was politically smart and she just said, you know, I'm running, my guess is she would have enough support to put her into the White House. Why? Because people don't like politicians. All right? We know that she has no experience running the country. She's very likable. She's a very intelligent woman. She's a very brilliant businesswoman. All right? But the difference between her and Donald Trump is she's likable, a lot more likable than Donald Trump. So Donald Trump won. Yeah, a lot of us like Donald Trump. But, you know, you put Oprah and him on a debate stage, people are going to find her more lovable, you know, more motherly, more, you know, connecting. Now, we've known about Oprah now for decades. All right, same thing with Tom Hanks. People love Tom Hanks. Now, it doesn't matter what he politically stands for. People love him. Big fans. And when you fall in love with these stars, based on how the TV, because again, it's all branding. You know, I mean, I've had people that have wanted to work on my brand, okay? And lovable isn't my brand. Okay, Dr. Dahlia is not lovable. She's a doctor. I'm more to the point. I could be pretty abrupt. Yes, sometimes I baby you all and I mother you. I do. I think I've even breastfed a couple of my listeners. All right? But I'm not really the nurturing type. So I would be a, you know, kind of a ball, I don't know what how I should say it on air, but I would kind of be a, you know, a kick 'em where it hurts type of candidate. All right? Well, that's what people got with Donald Trump. After Donald Trump, the pendulum is going to swing back, and people are going to want somebody kind of lovey-dovey. See, the psychology behind these elections is such a fascinating subject. I could talk about that for hours. And being a doctor and my psychological background and training, it's fun to kind of share that with you all. So what would happen to make the perfect storm to allow some celebrity to be able to just come on in? And, you know, George Clooney's very suave. I mean, I don't know where Michael Fassbender stands politically. We know Viggo Mortensen is liberal-leaning, but he could just stand up there at the podium. And, I mean, women will be dying to be, you know, his chief of staff. I mean, wow. So, you know, where would the country have to be for something like this to happen? For Oprah to just, you know, come right in and be able to take the presidency? If she ran against Hillary Clinton, oh, she'd win the primary easy. So, the people who want somebody that knows how to run a country, somebody that other countries will fear, someone that's going to take a firm stance on, let's say, immigration, the economy, fixing our healthcare system, the catastrophes going on in the VA system, they're going to go for somebody like Trump. But for those who just want to, you know, bond to their candidate and be in love with their candidate, I got to tell you right now, if Oprah threw her name in, she would win in a heartbeat. And the reason why, and again, it all depends on what Trump could do this next 4 years. But if Trump is not able to turn the economy around and do everything he promised to keep us safe, etc., people are going to want to bond and really, really like their candidate. That's what happened with Obama. Many people were actually bonding with him. They thought he was good looking. They thought he was, and you know, he wasn't, he was still cool. I mean, not cool. I mean, he was a little cool, but cold. He still had that coldness, you know, compared to McCain. Again, McCain, by the way, when McCain was younger, very, very hot. Definitely looked cuddly. But McCain this time around didn't seem as cuddly. Romney, yeah. Romney seemed more warm. He kind of seemed like, you know, a really cool uncle, but not enough. What's going to win the next election is somebody being very, very lovable. Hillary Clinton was very difficult to love. Even if you were on her political a part of her political party. Okay, you know, she was just somebody, but Bernie. Why did Bernie get so many votes? Why was Bernie Sanders so popular, especially with the younger ones? Because he was the granddad that they, you know, either never had or was drunk and you know, never got to talk to. But here's Bernie talking. Bernie had that grandpa thing going on where you're like, I want to hug grandpa. Yeah, grandpa's going to yell at me, but I'll be able to, you know, swipe his wallet, take some money. And he just reminded you of that. I liked Bernie Sanders. I liked him a hell of a lot more than Hillary. And that's not even talking politics. So this is something that, you know, even though there's these, you know, news stories and these headlines and, you know, these headlines are really great ways to trap readers into the, you know, into the stories and you know, onto their news website. Be prepared. All right. Once Trump won, we are going to see a complete change in the way politics are done. People cannot stand politicians. Okay, what happened in the olden days when, like Eisenhower, General Eisenhower, right, who helped us win World War II, decides to run for office, and we were like, hell yeah, nobody messed with us during the 50s, right? Nobody messed with us. We had a general at the helm. You're not going to mess with Ike, no way. Right? People feared Ronald Reagan. Yes, he was an actor, but he knew how to act tough. Had that kind of John Wayne thing going on. So Donald Trump, he has the persona of don't mess with me and I'm unpredictable. That's great for our enemies. That's exactly what we need for our enemies. Don't mess with us. You have no idea what I'll do. I am not going to be predictable, and I'm going to do whatever the heck I want. Now, we got to be very cautious, obviously. You have somebody that decides to do whatever the heck they want, you know, without, you know, checks and balances. We don't want to, you know, set ourselves up for dictatorship, right? Which is, you know, obviously concerning many people about any sort of, you know, cowboy style, you know, I'm going to come in and, you know, revolutionize us all. But, right, we need to be very, very careful on how we do this, because we elect a lovey-dovey, motherly, let's all talk and hold hands. And I'm not saying Oprah would have that attitude. My guess is she could be tough. But if that's what America later wants and puts in, and you know what, no, let's just take the wall down. It's okay. We don't need the wall. It's fine. Anybody could run. Meg Ryan. Right, Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Garner, any of these women could run. Or men too. Tom Hanks would be like, you know what? I don't know though, because Tom Hanks, you know, I'm just surprised he's liberal, because he just really seems to, you know, make sense. All right, sorry. I know we have a lot of liberal listeners. All right. Anyway, yeah. So, I do predict Oprah will run. Why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about. We have the top 10 car picks this year, according to Consumer Reports, which came out to be the best cars. We also have surgeons that are doing something called overlapping surgery, where they do the main surgery, they go, all right, close this up for me, and then they move on and go on to the next surgery, kind of like what you saw in MASH and that kind of stuff. Apparently, patients aren't liking that. They're not liking that at all. Also, thousands upon thousands of people who drop dead of heart attacks have been hospitalized 4 weeks prior, being diagnosed with nothing cardiac. Maybe that was their precursor to their heart attack. Don't go away. We'll break up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And if you ever listen to us and we are not live in your area, not a problem. Please still call 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254, and then I will answer your call the next day. And on the show, yeah, I've been giving my phone number out. I just realized it. I have been giving my phone number out, not just my radio phone number, my personal phone number, for now probably close to 30-some years. Luckily, I have a good husband who doesn't mind that. I'm just always giving my phone number out. I remember, you know, you give a phone number out, that was considered, like, really slutty. Yeah. I remember a boy in high school asked me for my phone number. And I told my mom, And, oh, she read me the riot act saying I was going to get knocked up. I was going to get every STD because I gave a boy my phone number. And I was so scared to death that that boy would actually call and my mom would answer the phone. And so, you know, I hesitated for years giving anybody my phone number. Now it's like, call me. And I don't even care. You can even put it on the bathroom wall. I'm fine with that. Really quickly here, the top cars. I love reading consumers' reports. Consumer Reports. All right, Consumer Reports is notorious for making these real, real cool reports. And I guess they have the list of most recommended new vehicles for the year 2017. This is not a used car list, but a new vehicle list. That would be kind of hard to do a used car list because you don't know, you know, if somebody's dog took a dump in the backseat or whatever. And I guess the Chevrolet Cruze becomes a top pick for a new compact car, knocking off the Subaru Impreza that held the spot for the past few years, and it joins the Chevrolet Impala. See, I don't like the name Impala because, you know, when you read a story and they go, somebody was impaled, it doesn't mean like a knife went through them. Yeah. You know, or they, you know, fell against a spoke. So Subaru or Chevrolet Impala, that just kind of bothers me a little bit. I just, you know, I like Chevrolets. I'm a fan of Chevrolet, but just change that Impala name if they can. All right. The Consumer Reports is one of the most highly regarded sources of advice when it comes to new cars. The organization buys all the cars it uses for testing. Oh, I'd love that job. Rather than borrowing them from the automakers. So this is one way of making sure that the results are similar to those that would be found by the average motorist. No, because you also need the stress of you having to pay the monthly payment. I don't know if you know, it's really an exact replica of what we go through on a daily basis. You know, we try to cut the gas and put cheaper gas in because we're trying to save money. All right. Cars from Detroit, the Detroit 3, General Motors, Ford, Fiat, Chrysler, have had a tougher time than the import brands, making the recommended list despite steady improvements in design and quality. But the list has some variety this year, and it is not dominated by Japanese brands. But there's South Korea's Kia and Germany's Audi. So, all right, what do we have here? Top of the list, subcompact car, the Toyota Yaris IA. That's at $17,570. I don't know if I've seen what a Yaris is, but $17,000, even though that's a lot of money, that's cheap compared to some of these other cars. But that's subcompact. So not only compact, subcompact. Is that like a smart car? I mean, are we talking? I'll look it up later. A compact hybrid Toyota Prius. Oh, everybody loves Toyota Prius. $27,323 for a Toyota Prius, and that's base. All right, now, the luxury SUV category was the Audi Q7 at $68,695. Sports car was the Mazda MX-5 Miata, $29,900. Not bad. I'd rather have a sports car than a luxury SUV. Small SUV was the Subaru Forester, $27,145. Mid-size SUV winner was a Toyota Highlander, $41,169. A compact pickup truck, Honda Ridgeline, $36,480. Compact car was a Chevrolet Cruze, $23,000. Mid-size sedan was the Kia Optima at $25,000. And the large sedan, the Chevrolet Impala, $39,000. I have a used Lexus GS. I don't know, there's a couple numbers on the back, but they're not the high-end numbers. So I have that. I went to CarMax, and it was, like, dirt cheap compared to what a new car would be. So that's what I did. So thank you, CarMax. Really quickly here, I just have to see what this Yaris car looks like. And then I want to, on break, just want to know what the safety standards is. Because these subcompacts scare me. All right, hold on a second. Let me take a look at the image. Oh, it's cute! Oh, my gosh, it's so cute. This is look at the little Toyota Yaris. It looks like a Mini Cooper, but not British. It doesn't have, like, a British look to it. You know, the Mini Cooper looks like a little Mini Rolls Royce, I think. Okay, so the Yaris looks a little baby and cute. Hold on one second. Yaris safety. Let me take a look at safety. I'm a fan of Toyota. It says 4-star. What does that mean? Oh, well, then, is a 4-star good, or is that 4-star out of 10? How do they do that? Is it 4 out of 5 star or 4 star out of 10? Nope. Overall rating, frontal crash, side crash, rollover. That comes from U.S. News. Wow. No, I am not buying my kid a car. I know that's the problem. My older kid is using my Jeep, and the kids want their own cars. Are you kidding me? I had to buy my own tricycle when I was growing up, a big wheel. You're telling me that I got to buy them a car? Well, if this Yaris thing is safe. Yeah, by the way, guys, who knows about know about cars? What's a safe car that's cheap for your kid? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let's get to more medical news, or, well, any news. Pepsi is firing dozens of workers in Philadelphia after the city passed a soda tax. The soda tax is, I guess, slashing the company's sale, and they're going to cut about 100 jobs. The city introduced a 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sugary drinks to fund early childhood educational program. Pepsi says its sales have fallen 40% as a result of the tax. All right, we know that soda is evil, right? I love soda pop, though. I've always loved soda pop. It's bubbly. It makes me feel good. It's sweet. I just love soda pop. But it is the cause of so many of our weight gains, and I would even say permanent weight gain. You gain weight from soda pop. It takes forever to burn off because of what it does with the metabolism. All right, your body doesn't know what the heck to do with soda pop, especially diet soda pop. That metabolism starts to slow, and unfortunately, you have a much difficult time losing weight. And so as soda pop got more and more expensive, we ended up eating less or, you know, taking on less. And now when I go to a store, rather than seeing 49-cent bottles or 99-cent bottles, I'm seeing a $1.99 bottles. So over the past 5, 6, 7 years, it's doubled in price. Why? To offset the taxes, etc. Well, that may be good from a health perspective, but from an economy perspective, that's an issue. The company employs 423 people, all right? So cutting 100 jobs, that's a big cut. All right. Now, what about these taxes? What about these, you know, 1.5 cent per ounce taxes? All right. So if you have a, you know, 10 ounce, well, how much is, okay, how many ounces? Don't make me do too much math. Okay, 12 fluid ounces. So that means per can. Okay, that would probably be what, $1.60, $1.70 extra per can of Coke? That doesn't make sense. 1.5 cents. Oh, no. That would be, I'll see how I can't do the math. That would be probably 18 cents per can. Okay, sorry. Hey, leave me alone. Leave me alone with the math. I took calculus 3. I think I even went on to linear algebra. I don't know, but listen, cut me some slack. So anyway. Whether we see that 16 cents or that 18 cents, I don't think we panic. But what I think is happening is the companies are trying to offset. So when they take a liter and they double the price, less people are buying it. So, good, because maybe we'll drink water, you know, hopefully something so expensive we decide not to drink it. But listen, for those of us that have a hankering for soda pop, we're going to drink soda. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I want to get to this one story, but one of you had asked me a couple of years ago, you guys were watching Homeland, and I'm only on the second season because I didn't realize you could access Showtime and get Homeland. So I have not been able to see Homeland this whole time. And those of you that I guess have been watching Homeland have been telling me for years how awesome it is. I know, it's awesome, I know. But you had asked if the psychiatric illness that I guess the main female character has, is that accurate or is it, are they blowing it up? Because I guess they diagnosed her as having bipolar, and I don't want to ruin the show for those people that haven't seen it, but I could say the characterization of the mania that they have, the Claire Danes character, why can't I think of the name of her, the one that does plays the main character in Homeland, the female. It's pretty spot on. I want to wait a little bit more until I see a few more of the seasons because, you know, I just seen when, you know, she had to have ECT and one of you had asked about electroconvulsive therapy. We talked about it a while back. But for those of you guys that haven't seen Homeland, why don't you go and watch Homeland so we can all catch up? Because there's a lot I do want to talk about with that. The electroconvulsive therapy, why it works, why it's painless. As she said, what are these manic episodes? What's the difference between these manic episodes and somebody who could be schizophrenic? We've talked a lot about this, because you've asked, but now that I see Homeland, now I see why, now I see a reference of what you guys are asking. So I'm gonna catch up as quickly as possible with that, but absolutely, somebody in their manic phase could do exactly that, except I don't know if they would be that awesome a CIA agent. I mean, wow, boy, is she very highly functioning and dead on. But the last thing I want to say on this before we move on is your average bipolar is brilliant, absolutely brilliant, or has some talent that blows you away because they could taste the octaves. We've talked about how somebody, you know, you have some people that just kind of circle the equator. No, oh, it's your birthday. Hey, come on, it's your birthday. Yeah, no, it's just birthday. I'm just going to sit here and work in the lab. I'm good. You know, same old, same old. Okay, you got people that circle the equator. Usually, psychologically, they're pretty fine. They just kind of circle the equator. Then you got the ones that hit the poles. Like the North Pole and the South Pole. Then the North Pole again and the South Pole again. But those types of people that may be more at risk for being bipolar or having psychiatric illness also have the ability to sing, dance, hear music, paint, which is why we hear a lot of famous artists were bipolar and famous celebrities. And so having that ability to taste those other octaves and identify them and be able to work within those realms where some of us can never hit those octaves. I'm not talking about literally, figuratively. There's being bipolar can be a curse, but also a blessing. So, I think Homeland's doing a pretty damn good job depicting that. But let me watch some more episodes. Okay. And we'll talk about it more. And everybody else, you got to catch up. Okay. Few people know about overlapping surgery. Okay. You guys are going to get mad at us on this one. Ooh, you're going to get mad. According to Fox News, most people are not aware that surgeons are sometimes involved in multiple operations happening at the same time. And many patients might object to the practice if they knew about it. This is according to a recent U.S. study. Now, can I just say I've never done that? Okay, you know, I've been there for the patient, for open and closed, but then again, I've always been an assist, but I've never been left alone with the patient. Okay, so this has never happened on my watch, right? But just here, what this is about, and then we'll talk. Researchers focused on what's known as overlapping surgery, where a senior surgeon performs critical components of one operation at the same time that a trainee or physician assistant handles a non-critical portion of another procedure. For example, it might mean the assistant closes up an incision on one patient while a senior surgeon begins an operation on another patient. Only about 4% of the 1,400 people surveyed for the study had heard of overlapping surgery. The study found, didn't they do that in MASH? What show was it where somebody would go, they'd do something, then they'd say close them up, and then they'd switch gloves, clean up, move on to the next, and, you know, I don't know what TV show that was. I thought it was MASH. Just 31% of them strongly supported the practice once it was explained, and nearly all of the participants thought patients should be told before surgery exactly what aspects of their operations might be handled by a senior surgeon or by a trainee or resident surgeon or an assistant. They said surgeons should discuss overlapping surgery with patients beforehand and obtain their consent if this is part of their practice, according to lead study author Dr. Michael Kent of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Harvard Medical School in Boston. So people understand the pros and cons of the practice once they know what it is. Respondents understood that overlapping surgery allows surgeons to potentially perform more operations in a given day, so patients may not need to wait as long for their procedure. They also understand that complications may occur when the surgeon's attention is divided, and this may have an impact on patient safety. So for the study, Kent and colleagues surveyed participants about their knowledge of overlapping surgery, their expectations regarding disclosure during the informed consent process, and their willingness to have this type of surgery as a patient. Half of the participants were at least 33 years old, and they ranged in age from 21 to 74. And during the survey, researchers randomly selected one of three scenarios to illustrate what happens during an overlapping surgery. So a hip replacement, a procedure to remove a brain tumor, and a heart valve replacement. All three scenarios offered similar descriptions of the roles filled by the senior surgeons and then the assistants. So what do the assistants do versus what do the seniors do? And overall, 92% of the respondents thought surgeons should document what portions of the operations they were present for. I agree with that. When asked specifically about assistants or trainees, 86% of participants thought patients should be told prior to surgery who would be in the operating room, and 84% thought the precise role of trainees should be disclosed. Now, this, I'm going to stop here because this is something that I think is a very pressing issue that many patients are upset about that we never talk about. Who gets the trainee and who gets the trained senior surgeon? And it's becoming more and more commonplace that you'll have a physician assistant, you'll have a medical student, you'll have a resident, a part of your care. Now that private practice doctors are going away and being killed off because of Obamacare, many of the doctors are coalescing and or joining these big, huge groups. Many of these groups are run by hospitals. Well, where do medical students train? They train through the hospitals and many of these big groups. And so it's our duty to make sure that we train the younger ones so they are able to go out into the field and learn. And so many times there, and you know, I just had surgery, and with my surgery, two of my students were there. I hope to God I was completely draped and covered so they didn't see me naked, because that could really scare the hell out of them. But they were there, and again, I wanted them to learn. Did they sew me up? I got to tell you, if they did, they were damn good. Damn good. All right? So I don't mind. I was fine with that. But many people are upset, and we're going to be talking about this later. You know, when you are at a, let's say, a county hospital, right, you know that you rarely get to see the head surgeon, and interns and residents are operating on you. Now, usually there's somebody senior enough overseeing everything. But if somebody asks, I only want the senior attending, they don't always get that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.